Today we'll be'ezer Hashem be learning daf mem tes of Masechtas Brachos, which will be discussing many laws pertaining to Birchas Hamazon. Our daf will continue its discussion started at the end of the previous amud regarding the correct text for Birchas Hamazon, and it will address which elements of the blessing are essential. The Gemara brings several opinions regarding the correct ending for the bracha of Bein Yerushalayim, and also regarding the correct text for the bracha of Hatoyva Meitiv. Some of the other points the daf will touch on are Ein Chayis Min B'Shtayim. We did not include more than one subject in the concluding part of a bracha. Bracha smucha lechaverta. A bracha that follows another bracha in a series of brachas need not begin with the standard opening clause of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. What one must do if he forgot to say Ritzei in Birchas Hamazon at Shabbos, or if he forgot Yal V'Yavin Yom Tov or on Rosh Chodesh? Must he repeat the benching or not? What about if one forgets Yal V'Yavin Shmoyne Esrei? The Gemara will teach about a special blessing that one should insert after the end of the bracha of Bein Yerushalayim in the event that he forgot to say Ritzei or Yalav Yabin. Toward the end of Amud Beis, just before the Mishnah, the Gemara will address the Machlokes side at the end of the first Mishnah of the Perek, on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, with respect to the minimum amount of bread one must eat in order to be obligated to bench. The Daf will end with the second Mishnah of the Perek, which discusses different versions of the text of Zimun that should be used, depending on the number of people participating in the Zimun.